could be. Who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It'd make them cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down a block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me.
Hi, my name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 28 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center. I'd like to welcome you all this week to my radio show, Attitude Adjustment, where I interview inspiring and motivational guests on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We stretch your limits as to what is possible. Each week, we tackle an issue and share how to create a healthier lifestyle, live without pain, and embrace small nutritional and wellness changes that make a big difference. And I want to apologize to all my guests this week. We had some technical difficulties, so we are so happy to be here with you now, a little bit late, but better late than never. So this week, I'm happy to have and welcome Sherry Kersey. Sherry, are you there?
I certainly am. Hi, Dr. Iris.
I'm so happy we're together on the show and that we're able to do the show today. So I'd like to give all our listeners a little background on you, Sherry. Sherry developed a significant interest in becoming a certified thermography technician when she first learned that medical infrared imaging is the earliest detection method for breast cancer. Through her studies, she also learned that in 1982, the FDA approved thermography as a useful diagnostic tool, and the American Academy of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation has also approved thermography as a valuable diagnostic tool as well. We all know that this is breast Cancer Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. And we know that breast cancer prevention is way better than early detection. So let's catch any problems before we have a problem. So Sherry, you are here to give us some information on the difference between thermography versus mammography. So could you please explain to our listeners in basic terms, really, what is thermography?
Sure, absolutely. Thank you. Well, digital infrared thermography are basically colored images that are taken. What they reveal, Dr. Iris, is patterns of heat. We can also see it in grayscale. And it really what it's picking up is vascularity in either the breast or even the whole body, which we can look at. And so then a breast thermographer or doctor who specializes in reading that would review the information, and then he would be able to see typical as well as anti-typical heat patterns in changes in vascularity. And then if there were differences in these heat patterns, then you could possibly be picking up abnormalities that could be hormonal imbalances or could even be precancerous tissue.
I see. So in other words, if someone has opts to get a mammography versus a thermography, what are the differences as far as what they would see?
Yeah, I mean, they're completely different. Mammography basically is, consider it like an x-ray. It's basically almost like comparing the difference between taking a temperature when you go in the doctor's office and taking an x-ray picture, because one is basically your structure, which is the mammography, whereas thermography is picking up, like we talked about, these heat differences. Now, with thermography, what's exciting, we can pick up variances 8 to 10 years before it would be detectable by mammography, which is after the fact, once it becomes, for instance, a tumor or a mass. So by then, you maybe have very few options.
So by opting for a thermography, does that mean that someone should also have a mammography in addition to a thermography, Sherry?
That's entirely a personal choice. Most experts are very careful about dictating whether or not to do it. Some people are very outspoken, which I believe we'll discuss later in the show. Some of our experts in the field are very outspoken against mammography. But there, it does have its place. But like I said, it's after the fact. It's once it's been growing for 8 to 10 years, which can be lethal, that it would show up on a mammogram. Now, that being said, you eventually do want to catch it. If we don't want people doing nothing ever, you do want to intervene, you know, and hopefully save a person's life. But with thermography, really, the design is, or the motive is, prevention of cancer. And that's where you're getting a vast amount of information.
So is thermography safe?
Oh, absolutely. Thermography is entirely non-invasive. It's compression-free. It's pain-free, radiation-free. As we know, mammograms are the equivalent of 1,000 chest x-rays. So that's a lot of radiation. And one of the big differences, too, is we don't touch and we don't flatten the breast with thermography. So you always run a risk when you flatten a breast or you compress it in rupturing an existing cyst. So, yes, thermography is entirely safe. And the exciting thing is you can even start off with much younger women than what is recommended for mammograms. You can start off at a teenage years and see hormonal imbalances or things like that that you can still, you know, get a heads up on helping somebody with.
Okay. Now, Sherry, you said that you see heat pattern changes in when doing a thermography. And
yes.
You mentioned the word heat. That has nothing to do with the breast actually being heated up during the procedure. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely not.
Could you explain that?
No, there is no heat coming whatsoever. It's just like taking a digital picture or an image, but basically it's the software that's picking up temperature differences that are existing in our body that can be displayed as inflammation, for instance.
Okay.
So, yeah, there is no heat being emitted whatsoever.
Okay, I just wanted that to be clear.
Yes.
So what else besides breast examinations is thermography useful for?
Well, where do I begin? I'm excited to be working with Dr. Melvin, Gregory Melvin, who we'll talk about later, some of his expertise, but he does the whole body. So basically, it's anything from breast disease all the way to neuropathy, periodontal disease. We look at nervous system disorders and metabolic disorders, any kind of headaches, neck and back problems, TMJ. One exciting thing that shows up is autoimmune. Autoimmune is very exciting because you can't pick that up in an x-ray because it's viral. So what's exciting is that we can pick up the inflammation. You're able to see different heat patterns on the base of the neck that could show some kind of autoimmune. Heart disease, skin cancer, ruptured discs. There's just stroke screening is something that can be useful for thermography. So there's just a vast array of things that can be picked up by thermography.
Okay, so you're saying then that people can opt to just have the breast examination done, or they could have the cranium to pelvic examination done. They have two choices.
That's correct. We even do the full body, which very few people do, but it's from the cranium all the way to your toes. But sometimes when we get much older, we may be having severe leg pains and things like that, and they want to rule out certain conditions, so then we would do that. But typically it's the breast session, or a lot of people opt for what we call the woman's health screening, which is the cranium to the pelvic, and all the major organs are included in that along with the breast session.
Okay, and then if a male would like to have a thermography, could you explain the difference for them?
Yeah, it would be basically the same screening. We take a few more chest images in looking at the heart, but basically everything else would be the same from cranium to pelvic. We call it a men's health screening.
Got it. Okay. So, Sherry, let's say one of our listeners is interested in having a thermography done. Could you explain what would happen? Are there forms to fill out? What is the procedure specifically in having an examination done?
Absolutely. Well, it's very simple. It's painless. It's private. You go in a private room with just the technician and yourself, so you have privacy there. You would fill out a brief questionnaire with your medical history, and then you take a few minutes to let your body temperature stabilize to the room temperature, and it's between 68 and 72 degrees is where we need everything to be, and that's where the infrared camera can obtain the most clearest images. Then we start taking the images. If you're doing the health screening, then you would completely disrobe and except for your undergarment. And then we would be able to get those images. It usually takes about 30 minutes. And then that's basically it. At that point, you would wait usually about 5 to 7 days to get your report.
Great. So now tell me about what happens next. So after you go ahead and take the images, then the information is sent over to an interpreting physician. You mentioned Dr. Melvin. Can you tell us the procedure there?
Yes, I can. I'm very excited, like I said, to be working with Dr. Melvin because he's a leading doctor in the industry. He's board certified for over 25 years in reading and reporting on thermography. He interprets the whole body, not just the breast. Many thermography outfits out there, they only do the breast, which is very, very limiting because our doctors believe that cancer does not begin in the breast, that it actually begins in the gut. So they want to see the whole abdominal situation to evaluate the intestinal health, see if there's a tremendous amount of lymphatic congestion or inflammation that needs to be dealt with. And Dr. Melvin actually also trains and certifies technicians as well as other doctors in performing and reading and reporting on thermograms.
That's
so
great.
When you see the reports, it's by far the most comprehensive, detailed that I've ever seen. There is really no match out there as far as the information and detail that it includes.
Oh, that's wonderful. Sherry, we need to take a very brief break. I know you have lots more information that you'd like to share with our guests. So we will be back in just a little bit with Sherry Kersey learning more about thermography today. Glad you're able to be with us today. We are taking a short break. If you would like to ask our guest a question during the next segment of our show, please contact innerlightradio@yahoo.com or call 310-928-7733. As a doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 27 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center, my staff and I are compassionate health experts. Through our integrative approach, we create miraculous breakthroughs in your physical and emotional health using cutting-edge technologies along with our inspirational and healing touch. We customize wellness packages to optimize your quality of life so that you can live your best life without pain. You are welcome to contact Dr. Iris by going to her website, www.driris.com. Looking forward to sharing this powerful second part of our show today. I'd like to welcome everybody back to the second portion of our show today. My name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, and you are listening to Attitude Adjustment. And today we have Sherry Kersey with us. She is a certified thermography technician. And Sherry has been explaining to us so many of the advantages of having a thermography done, how safe it is and how important it is for our health and information we could learn. She was just discussing with us the interpreting physician, Dr. Melvin. And I know, Sherry, that in the alternative medical field, there are very many well-known advocates and other medical doctors that medical doctors and other people in medicine that have a very high regard for obtaining thermography as a screening tool. Can mm-hmm. you talk a little bit about that?
I absolutely can. There are so many. Let me start with, for instance, Dr. Christine Northrup. Many women follow for her for female whole body health and well-being, her expert advice. She's a big proponent of thermography, and one of her comments is basically that with thermography, you'll likely know sooner if there's any breast or abnormalities. Then you can make lifestyle and other changes maybe to improve your health. She also feels that if you were to get thermography, you could catch breast cancer most likely early, and so that you would only need a lumpectomy and not any kind of radiation, chemotherapy, and certainly not a mastectomy. So she's a big proponent of it. Another person that comes to mind would be Suzanne Summers. And she just spoke out very recently in her book, which I hope everybody's bought out there, Knockout. She's very, very, very against some of the conventional dangerous treatments that are out there. So she's a big advocate of thermography. And then she also feels that that can be very life-saving. There's countless of other doctors. Matter of fact, you can go on my Facebook page or you can go on Dr. Iris, www.driris.com to see some of the videos where there's well-known doctors such as Dr. Carolyn Dean, Dr. Galena, who runs Universal Imaging and Ultrasound Department. She's a very big proponent. Dr. Deckel. One of the most well-known, though, Dr. Iris, respected advocates would certainly be none other than Dr. McCullough. Dr. McCullough believes that mammograms can very painfully compress the breast and can hasten the growth of existing malignant cells or tumors. And so he believes that it really increases your chance in detecting pre-breast cancer in its earliest stages if we locate these irregular patterns that we would pick up in thermography. So there's just way too many to mention, but if you go to your website or if you go to my Facebook page, which is Total Thermal Imaging of OC, you can see a vast amount of leading doctors that are speaking out for thermography.
Sherry, I know that some of our listeners would love to contact you and maybe ask you specific questions to their specific needs. How could somebody find you?
Well, they can call me anytime at 714-345-0561, or they can find me, like I said, on my Facebook page where they can email me at Total Thermal Imaging of OC. And I'm happy to speak with anyone with their questions and educate people about the benefits to thermography.
That would be great. So how often in general do you recommend someone to have a thermography scan done?
You know, this is really for the discretion of the interpreting physician, depending on the circumstances. Most out there would recommend the experts every 6 months for the comparison or the second one. And after that, your follow-ups will usually be annually. But if we're monitoring suspicious, activity or suspicious vascular items going on, then you might want to do it biannually. So really, this would be up to your reporting physician to make that kind of a recommendation. Typically, it's done once a year.
I see. Now, is thermography covered by any of the health insurance plans?
There has been reports, and I've been hearing little things about some possibly big, which I don't want to mention on the air, but some big corporations that may be picking up the cost down the road shortly. But as of now, there's very few that actually do cover thermography because it is we have to remember it's preventative.
Yes.
So really, that's why a lot of them don't want to pay for it until there's something wrong.
Right. It would be very nice. I'd love to hear that insurances cover this. This would be a major breakthrough, I think.
And it's going to save them. Think about the millions of dollars that it would save them down the road from the treatments, post cancer.
That is the key factor.
Yes.
So if somebody would like to have a thermography done, if someone is interested, can you give some idea about the cost?
Absolutely. It's really not very expensive when we break down and consider what you're getting, the value you're getting for your money. Typically for a woman's health screening, it runs about $349. Again, that's cranium to pelvic. You're getting the full report, the color images, recommendations and protocol from the doctor, and including a phone consultation with your certified technician. That's a lot that you're getting. Typical other breast screenings or other screenings, you don't really ever hear anything. You may get a postcard in the mail. That's the extent of it. So you're getting an awful lot of amazing information that you can even take to your doctor that they can utilize in helping treat you off of it. So that's exciting. Now, during the month of October, of course, we're running a special because I like to call it Breast Cancer Prevention Month. We're already aware of breast cancer, aren't we, Ir? So,
yes.
So basically, during the month of October, I'm very excited to be working with you, Dr. Iris, and offering thermography to anybody who would like to come to your office. And so we're doing breast screenings for $299, but hold on to your hat. It's 50% off the second one. So you can bring a friend. And between the two of you, you get that amazing discount for the breast screening, $299 for the first and then 50% off the second.
That's wonderful. So, Sherry, let's say after somebody gets their thermography done and there might be some recommendations that you mentioned that Dr. Melvin writes in the report, are there certain educational tools that you share things like, because I remember you talking to me about things like deodorant, certain things like other breast health educational suggestions for people. Can you share some of those tips?
Sure. We were very trained. All of us who are technicians were very trained on breast health. And many of us, since we even began our training, we've just learned so much from the naturopaths that we work with on breast health. We have an oncologist who works with our company who specializes in breast health care, who helps train us. There's so many different things that we can do to be proactive as women. The biggest thing, you and I have discussed dry brushing. That's huge because it helps cleanse the lymph system. We usually shed about 2 pounds a day of toxins, but when we do dry brushing, please go to Dr. Iris's website for information on how to do that. We're able to help alleviate pressure on the kidneys and able to express toxins that way. Another thing we can do, we want to have our hormones balanced. That's a huge thing that can cause problems with breast health. Intestinal health. We want to keep our intestinal health very, very, very clear, because when that's operating well, then we're cleansing our lymph system and we're getting all the toxins out of our body. Deep breathing or diaphragm breathing is huge. That's how we cleanse, you know, our diaphragm, and we're able to help get our lymph system cleared. Even jumping on a trampoline is great for the lymph system. All these things that basically keep our lymph system operating and flowing freely is getting toxins out of our body. And when you do a thermogram also, we love to send over a tremendous amount of information from experts on the benefits and all the things you can do. And I won't give away all the secrets, because you actually have to come in for the appointment and we get to tell you all the exciting things you do to empower you for breast health. And so that is something that we barrage you with information on, and I think people really appreciate that.
Sure. And I know, Sherry, you are so full of great educational information for the community. It's just been a pleasure to work with you. So I would like, you know that my show is called Attitude Adjustment, and I would love for you to share with our listeners two things that they can do to improve their attitude.
Wow, exciting. Okay, well, first and foremost, I believe it's important we all take personal responsibility for our own happiness, our own attitude. We're in charge. We have to stop the blaming. We have to take action. If something isn't right, get rid of it. Take care of it. Do something to change it. We don't want to wait for life to happen. It won't knock on our door, so take control of things. That's number one. Number two, we can't control all circumstances, can we? So some things, if we can't change our circumstances, we want to change our attitude. We don't want to dwell on the negative. We don't want to become depressed. Make a list every day, and I love to do this, of things that we have to be grateful for, of all the positive aspects in our life and the personal goals and achievements that we have met, the things we're good at. Make this long, detailed list of everything that we do well. Read it when we need that little bit of a lift. And we want to live an attitude of gratitude. Then we can realize how far we've come.
And that is so true. And I thank you so much for sharing that information.
Absolutely.
Yes, it's wonderful. We do have a few minutes left. And before we close, I would like you to share anything else about what it's like for you to be doing this work, or maybe a case, somebody that you saw recently, and how much you noticed this patient improved from maybe the first time they had a thermography to the second.
Absolutely. I actually just had someone probably about 3 months ago. Originally, we did her thermogram, I think, about a year ago. And I will be honest, she had tremendous temperature differences in her breasts. We want to see symmetry between the two breasts, as you know. You know quite a bit yourself about yes, breast thermography. So when we don't see symmetry and we see tremendous irregularity in temperature between the two breasts, even the nipples, for instance, that can be something where we definitely want to get on it. We want to move on it. Well, this young gal had tremendous temperature differences. We did her thermogram. She followed the doctor's protocol to the T. I mean, she did everything. She came back 9 months later, and I was astounded. There was no difference in temperature between the two breasts. They were both perfectly symmetrical. She had taken it so seriously, and so it empowers us. How exciting to know people think it's scary, but knowledge is power. When we look at the thermogram, we see things that are going on. This gives us now a tremendous amount of power to do something to change our breast health.
Right. That's what we're all looking for, is ways to empower ourselves and empower our health. So this is such a wonderful tool. Anything else, Sherry, that maybe we didn't discuss that you'd like to mention to support our listeners in their health, their breast health?
The only thing I want to say is that thermography is on the move. People are really getting educated about it. It's getting tremendous positive feedback out there. It's been a little bit of a slow start. We're competing against a multi-billion dollar industry that is wrought with really no answers for people. And so this is new, it's fresh, and it's exciting because people actually can do things to prevent certain diseases before they come about. And so that's what makes this different. It's preventative.
Which is the key today in health, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
That's right. That's
Well, Sherry, you know, I had you on our show last year, and it was so amazing, and I wanted to have you on again this year just because of the month, the special month it is to support women in their breast health. So I thank you so much for being here. It's been such a treat to have you on our show today. You can reach Sherry Kersey by calling her at 714-345-0561, or you can email Sherry at Sherry, Sherri, at TotalThermalOC.com. Please join us on the second and fourth Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you will continue to gain insights and inspiration from each of my guests. You are guaranteed to leave with two ways you can adjust your attitude. We look forward to seeing you for our next show on Tuesday, October 22nd. With author and speaker Mickey St. Germain. She will be sharing with us how to unpack those emotions of the past that could prevent us from moving forward in our lives, and her new book, Got Baggage? I'd like to leave you all with an inspirational quote this week, and here goes. This is from Pablo Picasso. Inspiration does not exist, but it must find you working. Wishing you all a beautiful and healthful day. Thank you for being here.
I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good. If I can wait, something's coming. I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. With a click, with a shock, phone'll jingle, door'll knock. Open the light.